Hello once again, and welcome to SearchSecurity.com's Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, June 21st, 2006. I'm Eric Parizeau. This week, Burton Group's Dan Bloom joins us to talk about Bill Gates and what his transition to a part-time role at Microsoft may mean for the software giant's security strategy. Plus, a new bagel worm makes the rounds, and why an infamous adware firm's days may be numbered. But first, our top story. The seemingly out-of-control stream of corporate data breaches is even worse this week, with one tally showing that millions more Americans are currently at risk of identity theft. According to a list compiled by the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse, since last year's ChoicePoint data breach, new data breaches have exposed the confidential information of as many as 88 million U.S. citizens. Just this week, two more companies acknowledged security breaches. Visa said that an ATM security breakdown may have exposed data on an undisclosed number of its customers. The credit card giant said these incidents involved a contractor that processed ATM transactions. Visa publicly acknowledged the breach after Wachovia Bank decided to replace an untold number of debit cards issued to its customers. Also, Equifax, one of the three major U.S. credit reporting bureaus, acknowledged that a laptop computer containing employee names and social security numbers was stolen from a worker traveling on a train near London. A company spokesman said nearly all of the company's 2,500 U.S. employees are affected, but personal data belonging to millions of consumers who obtain credit scores through Equifax are not affected. Also in the news, the prolific bagel worm is rising once again, this time arriving in email inboxes as a zip attachment. According to several antivirus firms, the new version spread using randomly chosen names programmed into its code. AV firm Sofo said one variant called Bagel KL spreads as an encrypted zip email attachment that even carries a password. The randomly generated numerical password is communicated to recipients by embedding an image into the email. It also spreads using a subject line randomly chosen from 118 different first names programmed into its code, such as Constance, Emmanuel, and Winifred. Sophos warned users against opening unsolicited emails with attachments and to ensure that users keep their antivirus protection up to date. Now in our security spotlight, Bill Gates caught much of the tech industry off guard last week when the Microsoft chairman announced that he will transition to a part-time role during the next 2 years. Gates has had an immeasurable impact on the industry as a whole, but in recent years has been perhaps the company's strongest advocate for improving the security in Microsoft products. Joining us this week to talk about Bill Gates and the future of Microsoft security is Dan Bloom, Senior Vice President and Research Director with Midvale, Utah-based research firm Burton Group. Dan, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Dan, 4 years ago, Bill Gates issued the now famous memo that launched Microsoft's Trustworthy Computing Initiative, the project that turned the company's attention toward security. In retrospect, how big of a role did Bill Gates and that memo play in turning around Microsoft security efforts?
Bill Gates and the memo played a huge role in making significant improvements. I feel that Microsoft has sort of maybe taken three of the four steps that it should have taken to improve security, and that's a pretty good record overall. They've improved a lot of their processes, they've cleaned up a lot of the code, they've developed a good response process. One thing that they haven't done is made significant compromises on backward compatibility, particularly for the enterprise. So we still have a very large Windows client, which still is going to have vulnerabilities over the years. Still, as I said, I'm mostly happy with what they've done, and I don't think it could have happened without executive commitment by Bill Gates to make some major and very painful decisions for them.
Dan, can you tell me more about why the compatibility issue is important for enterprises?
Well, it's possibly more important for consumers than enterprises. But basically, Windows has been around for a long time. There are many applications that have been written for it. Some of those applications make use of interfaces and protocols and behaviors that aren't very robust from a security perspective. So Microsoft has a choice. It can eliminate some of those less desirable aspects of the operating system, make the operating system smaller and more compact and less complex, or it can maintain the compatibility. Either way, you're going to not make everybody happy. And in this case, the trade-off has been largely for convenience rather than security.
Dan, today Microsoft has been widely credited for making some pretty big strides when it comes to security. Does it deserve that credit, or were things just so rough a few years ago that it just seems like it's come a long way?
So they have made some big strides, and they deserve a lot of credit. They've, notwithstanding the compatibility issue, where I think they could have gone a little further, they've made some major investments. They've made some sacrifices. Ship dates have been delayed where necessary to improve security, and they have incurred a certain amount of pain through efforts like the user account control in Vista, which may cause some applications not to work or other issues. And those have been the right decisions from a security perspective. So I think they definitely deserve a lot of credit for all that, and also for getting the patching situation and the response situation under control. As a result of their efforts and the improvements in Vista XP SP2, we're seeing significantly less damage from the kinds of worms that we saw earlier this decade.
Now, Microsoft is also releasing a wave of client security products that are expected to put it in competition with some of the giant AV firms like Symantec and McAfee. What will this move mean for the corporate antivirus market, and how will enterprises be affected?
So the corporate market is always eager to see security integrated into the basic products at a lower cost, requiring less support. And so long-term, Microsoft's improvements to security, whether it's in the operating system or whether it's in products that can be very easily installed and operated, are in line with what corporate Windows users want to see. In the short term, not much will happen because the client security products for the corporate market, the forefront products won't be available until 2007 or mid-2007 thereabouts. Already, however, corporate clients can use the prospect of the arrival of those products as a stick in negotiating with the large antivirus vendors to try to reduce their costs. When those products first come out, they can consider adopting them based on the cost and functionality trade-offs that become apparent at that time. And longer term, we expect that Microsoft will make those products more and more competitive with the antivirus vendors, perhaps crowding them out of the space that they're in and forcing them to move higher up the value chain and to deal with new threats if they're able to do that more nimbly than Microsoft in order to stay in business.
Last question, Dan. Gates isn't leaving Microsoft anytime soon, but he is working to decrease his role there in the months to come. During and after this transition, do you expect any changes in Microsoft's security efforts or its strategy?
Well, the there already was recently a significant reorganization in Microsoft's security groups, and I don't know that the departure of Bill Gates or the gradual departure will cause further reorganizations or not. I think that they will have to make further changes down the road, but as I said, they've done a lot of what they need to do and have made significant progress.
Dan Bloom, Senior Vice President and Research Director with Burton Group. Thank you so much for joining us on Security Wire Weekly.
You're welcome.
Finally this week, an infamous adware firm may be giving up adware for good. InfoWorld reports that Clarius Software, which began life under the name Gator, has notified users of its Gain service that the service will be shut down as of July 1st. That means those with Gain pop-up software installed or hidden on their systems will no longer receive pop-up ads. Clarius announced earlier this year that it was getting out of the adware business. Instead, it's focusing its efforts on a new service called Personal Web that, and I quote, allows users to customize their web experience, unquote. Just what that means remains to be seen. And that is Security Wire Weekly from searchsecurity.com. The latest corporate security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And don't forget, you can find more of our podcasts at searchsecurity.com/podcast, including our new Threat Monitor podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Parizeau. Stay safe out there.